Good afternoon, St. Louis. DGS on KMOX. Happy Wednesday to you. Happy Cardinals victory. Happy back to 500. What do you think, Wheels?
Look at that. Reset.
Yeah, reset.
Back to opening day.
Yeah, it's like in a game when you tie it at 4-4. You're like, okay, it's all zeros.
Back to zeros. You know, we're just talking about it in the studio. Andrew and I were talking about it back in the office, I should say. And like, you're at the point now. I mean, this is the end of May. We only got a couple more days left in May. That, and only one more game left in May on Friday. That if you just win, if you're just three games over 500 every month, you're probably in the playoffs.
Yeah.
Now, if you're four games over 500 every month, you're winning the division most likely. So, like, you're at a spot now that you've had this huge run where, all right, breathe, you're level, and you don't have to play crazy good anymore to be a division winner or a playoff team.
Yeah. Yeah. Skip Weber with us. We're going to do the Sweet 16 here in a second. You kind of called this before you left the last time.
Well, I just think that they could have been better than what they were, and it turns out that now they're doing well. You know, and with what Wheels was saying, I say this all the time, because people forget history a lot. You and I were both in college in 1985. We didn't know each other, whatever. But I mean, 1985, I came home from school, and it was right middle of May, smack second week of May, toward the end of May. And the Cardinals were in last place, and John Tudor was 1-7, or 1-6. Okay,
wow.
And they were in last place.
Yeah.
And by the 4th of July, they were running away with the division. The Mets were kind of hanging with them, but they won 101 games, and Tudor was 21-7 and went from 1-6 to 1. So it doesn't.
I'd forgotten that about 85.
Yeah, the start of a season can be overcome if you know, if you have the right people. And I was saying all along, I thought we did. I mean, we have two former MVPs that are not that old, and we've had good pitching all season, or okay pitching at least, okay starting and good relief pitching. Just score some runs and you're going to win a bunch of games, and that's what they're doing.
Yeah. So, I mean, just the law of averages was not that this was going to happen,
right.
This was a hell of a run.
Right, but that the offense would level off. Yeah.
But I really think it's possible that this kind of pace, maybe not 11 out of 14, but almost that. I think 4 over 500 is definitely possible with this team.
Oh,
absolutely
for
with
sure.
This team.
Yep.
And a quick look at Philly. I mean, they're just great all around.
I mean, they're elite. You know, they're the best team in baseball right now. You've got superstar hitters. They for a ton of power, especially at the top of the order. They don't have Trey Turner back yet, so that's good news. I mean, that's one all-star that you don't have to deal with.
Yeah.
But they're a very strong team all around. Great bullpen, lots of hard throwers. Their rotation is loaded. I think you're getting, I'm going to double check this real quick, but I think the Cardinals are going to be getting some of their best guys in the series, although maybe not Zach Wheeler.
Are they getting our best?
They're getting, so it's going to be Michaelis, Gray, and Lynn.
Okay.
So pretty solid. It'll be Aaron Nola in game one.
Yeah.
He's good. Actually, the next guy, Suarez, has been phenomenal this year. And then Taijuan Walker. So it's good. It's good pitching straight across the board. You don't get Zach Wheeler, which is good. He's their
good
best
weekend.
Guy. Yeah. Yeah. Should be
and
great.
Who do we have after the Phillies?
Houston. Yeah, they started off slow, but they've won like 13 of 18 or something like that. They're kind of like the Cardinals. Like, they started slow, but now they're heating up.
Okay, so we're going to do I don't know that we've done this Sweet 16. Andrew had a great idea. Next week, we're going to do Lovable Losers. Isn't that great?
Oh, that is a good one.
Yeah. Yeah. We've never done that. That's awesome. Today is movies.
Can you self-nominate? Can I?
movies about technology or that deal heavily with technology. I was thinking of AI when I did this, but almost none of mine are. But Skip, why don't you start us out?
I'm going to go with a movie that was my favorite movie in the year it came out. And everybody, or not, a lot of people thought I was a geek because of it, and they were right. I mean, I'll admit to be a geek, especially in the early 80s, and I just still love the movie, and it's Tron.
Oh!
I love Tron.
Jeff Bridges, right?
Yeah, Jeff Bridges. I mean, I love that movie, and right now, you know, and I went into computers as a field for, and it's just funny listening to how they compare that to people.
Yeah.
I mean, I love it. It's great.
No, that's a good call. Andrew.
I will go with The Matrix.
Very nice.
Mm.
Yeah, I think that counts, right?
For sure.
First thing I thought about. Yeah.
Robot stuff?
No doubt.
Yeah.
Wheels.
Jurassic Park.
Oh.
I had that too.
Yeah.
I was going to ask if that was a...
Isn't it amazing that like every movie about technology is about scaring people about technology? It's always like, watch out for this technology.
Well, and especially if you read the book, they really dig into the technology of cloning from...
That might have been the last book I read.
Yeah.
No, I'm kidding.
Really good.
I should do that. I started reading again, let's see, January, February, last Thursday. So I'm looking for some, Crichton.
Crichton's books are all that way.
Yeah.
He really digs into the science of what he does. Like Timeline deals with time travel and Jurassic. I mean, it's really good.
Excellent. Rach.
What about Ex Machina?
That's a great one. Yep.
Probably my favorite among these movies. That's a once or twice a year get together with Nick, pop some popcorn. Mm-hmm. Like, love that movie. I'm going the original RoboCop.
Oh, good.
Oh, what a great one.
How I love that movie.
That was a great
movie. Cool. Just the best, man.
Or there will be trouble. That's great.
Only he could have played that part.
Yeah, that's right. Agreed.
Back to Skip.
All right. About the same time as Tron. And not as much technology, but still at the time, War Games.
I got it right.
Definitely
here.
Definitely that. Absolutely.
I love that.
Exactly.
That was back when everybody's like, what's the internet?
What's a computer?
That was 20 years before the internet.
Yeah.
I mean, like, think about that. At that time, people were like, a kid could start a nuclear war on his computer.
Do you remember the name of the machine?
Whopper.
Whopper.
The Whopper. Oh, I didn't remember
I've
that
seen
at all.
I've seen that movie recently. It's one of those ones I love so much. I don't know if I've seen it. It's been like on a TNT or something like that. Yeah. It hasn't been the uncut version. But we just lost Dabney Coleman. Dabney Coleman was brilliant in that.
Oh, yeah.
I mean,
he's
great in that movie.
He was great in everything.
Yeah,
wasn't he
was. Oh, yeah. No question.
Whose turn? Wheels?
Nothing, Andrew.
Oh, Andrew.
I will go with, how about Blade Runner?
Yeah.
Another great one.
Yep. Very good one.
It's going to be tough when it's time to
play. This is quite a lineup.
Yeah. It's almost like sci-fi movies.
Heavy hitters.
It's almost like sci-fi. Yeah. Yeah, it was best sci-fi movies.
Yeah. Rach.
I think it's Wheels.
All right. I don't know if you want to count all of them under this, but I think it probably makes sense too. But the Terminator.
Yeah. Yeah. I had those two. Yeah.
Kind of fits, right?
No question. Mm-hmm. No question.
This is a very strong.
I think that was a very cool use of technology because especially in the first one, they left it open where it's a loop.
Yeah.
Technology's there because they came back in time with the technology.
Yes.
Well, how did it get invented? Well, they came back in time with it. I mean, that's what people
just think it's Arnold in a leather jacket.
Yes.
Yeah.
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 Yeah. I remember at the time people think, well, wasn't it about some robot that goes crazy? No, it's no. way deeper than that. It was like Time Magazine's 10 best movies of the year is like third. It was really well thought of if you actually saw it.
Yes.
Yeah. My turn.
I think it's my turn.
I've done that four times.
Dave's working ahead.
Jeez. What about Her?
I got it.
Oh,
yep.
Yeah.
Yep. Love it. I need to rewatch that.
I just watched it a couple weeks ago. It's kind of a depressing movie.
Yes, it's very
depressing. Yeah, not a fun one.
Let me throw something in the ointment here. Let's go with the original Fly.
Oh, yeah.
Grundlefly, wasn't it?
Get it?
Brundlefly.
Well,
you mean the original with Vincent Price or with Jeff Goldman?
No, man,
Jeff
that
Goldman.
One scared the hell out of me. No, I'm going Goldman, but the original Fly.
Yeah, that
help
was
me,
great.
Help me. That's great.
Yeah.
Back to Skip.
All right. I wasn't a huge fan of this movie, but the technology in it, I loved. That's Minority Report.
Yeah.
I've never seen it.
I loved the where they would go like they'd swipe in the air to do the screens. Mm-hmm. Man, I would give anything for a computer system like that. Yeah, I love it.
Oh, that just reminded me of another one we're leaving off here. Andrew.
How about, I liked this movie a whole lot. How about Looper? The one with Joseph Gordon-Levitt and
I've never made it past the opening scene.
It's not
really
bad, though.
I've seen the opening scene.
Yeah, I've never seen it.
Yeah, it's not bad at all.
Should we put it on?
Yeah.
Sure.
It's all time machines.
Wheels.
All right. Trying to think which one I want to go with. You know, I'm just going to go right here with Inception.
Oh, okay. I like that.
The planting of dreams and ideas.
Yeah, that's different. Yeah.
It's so funny. I tried to watch that movie last night. I've never seen the whole thing.
Yeah.
It's not for me.
It's
a little silly.
It's a lot.
Yeah. I despise that movie.
It's a
lot.
Slog.
I hate it.
I'm like, they're in another dream. Okay.
It's a dream within a dream within a dream within a dream.
It's a cool technology concept, but not that great of a movie.
I always get Inception and Shutter Island mixed up because it's so similar, like the end and is it a dream, is it not?
I think it's my turn. What about The Social Network? I mean, real life technology.
Yeah, for sure. Yeah, not even sci-fi.
Now we're out of sci-fi. Very good.
Yeah.
That's a, It's going to lose, but I mean, no.
So this one, just stupid blockbuster. When you said the computers, you wipe away, I thought Iron Man. But then
that's perfect.
I also love District 9.
I had that too.
No, District 9,
it's
absolutely.
Really good.
Oh, yeah. What a great
Do
one.
You know, I just read this today on a TikTok, that the star of that, Copley, had never acted before.
Yeah.
Oh, really?
Ever. Even in a play. His buddy directed it and was like, hey, will you be the star of this? I can't afford to pay anybody.
That's cool.
Very cool.
Yeah. He was great.
Yeah, he was.
He made me ball at the end.
Oh, yeah, he was really good.
Oh, I know. That's one of the saddest movies. Oh. Holy cow.
Yeah, I didn't see that coming. Yeah,
No.
I'm in the theater, like, wiping tears away,
exactly.
Acting like I got some in my
eye.
We need one more, and then we'll take a break.
Total Recall?
Ooh, that's
this
a good one.
This is a list
Talk
right
about
here.
Implanting dreams.
Interstellar.
Talk about implanting dreams, yeah.
Welcome back, DGS 425. Skip Weber here, sponsor of the Sweet 16. We're doing best technology movies, which really just turned out to be best sci-fi movies, and this is going to be tough. Here we go. Sweet 16, Tron versus Her.
Tron.
Yeah, we got to go Tron.
Yeah,
just for childhood memories.
Yep.
Remember when that was like, they'll never make a movie with better special effects than this.
The little raster graphics that they have. The master control program.
The Matrix versus The Fly.
Matrix.
I got to go Fly.
I got to go Fly, too. I love The Fly.
Andrew? I'm going to go with The Matrix.
Yeah, I figured you would.
Yeah.
Do you see how disappointed Skip and I are in you?
Oh, man. Did you even see The Fly, Andrew? Come on.
Jurassic Park versus Minority Report.
Ooh. Jurassic Park.
I think that the computers in Minority Report were cooler, but Jurassic Park is 10 times the movie.
Yeah. Jurassic Park.
And a good use of technology.
Yes, very much.
Well, I mean, a bad use of technology.
No, but a lot of it. Quality use of it.
Ex Machina versus Looper.
Ex Machina.
Looper.
You are
the only person on the planet.
You are the kid at the birthday party that no one wants there right now.
I'll vote for Looper.
I've
never seen either of those, unfortunately. I know that they're both.
You know,
I know.
Real good.
You can pile on. I know.
That's like when I say I've never seen Breaking Bad.
Exactly.
I just want to lie and say I've seen it so people show up.
So since I haven't seen it, I'll vote for Looper.
Okay, on the other side, we got some giants here. RoboCop, the original versus Inception.
RoboCop.
Cop.
Yeah.
You don't seem convinced.
No.
Okay.
No,
you don't seem to like it enough.
No, I just felt bad about my own name.
Smile whenever you vote.
War Games versus Social Network.
War Games.
Social Network.
I'll go Social Network.
Games.
Those are really similar movies, if you think about it.
Mm-hmm.
They're, social, kind of socially inept people getting themselves into
tech trouble.
Yeah.
Blade Runner versus District 9.
Blade Runner.
Oh. Blade Runner.
9 is a heart pick for me.
Yeah, I'm going to go District 9.
Blade Runner
also.
Didn't make me cry.
I'm going to go District 9 also.
Try to skip.
I'm going to go District 9 also too.
9! Yay! Look at that!
Look at the upset!
Wow. They're both really good movies.
Take that, Looper.
How about the three oldest ones also going with the new movie over the old one?
Terminator.
They were voting for the new Blade Runner. Yeah.
Arnold. Terminator versus Total Recall.
Ooh, Terminator.
Terminator.
Yeah. Total Recall though screwed me up. I know.
That was a fun one.
Okay. So time to take a break. We're off because we just started at 4 o'clock. Yeah. We've been cooling our heels here all day. Quick break. Right back. DGS. Welcome back, DGS on KMOX. Sweet 16 brought to you by Weber Chevrolet. We are down to the Elite Eight of best, basically sci-fi, technology movies. Tron, old school Tron versus pretty old school Matrix.
Tron. Give me Tron.
Matrix.
I'll do Matrix.
Oh, gosh.
I'm going to go Tron, so it's to you.
I'll go Matrix.
Okay.
Did they make a video game from Matrix? Come on.
I think they did.
Yeah, it wasn't very good.
Probably made 12 of them.
Yeah.
Do they have any sequels?
Has any of those people ever done anything else?
Right.
Did the star make anything of himself? Let's see. Jurassic Park versus Ex Machina.
I gotta go Jurassic.
Going Ex.
Yeah, Jurassic Park.
I'll go Ex. Down to Andrew.
I'll go Jurassic Park.
There you go.
I love Jurassic Park. It's one of my very favorites.
RoboCop with Peter Weller versus War Games. Man, those are two from the 80s.
Yeah.
RoboCop.
Wow.
I'll go RoboCop.
I'm definitely going War Games.
Robo.
Oh. Robo moves on. District 9, Heart Pick versus Terminator.
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 I'll go 9. I'll lay the foundation.
I'll say 9, too.
Ooh, it's
he, that, yeah. He did that to make it a tie. I think that I would vote District 9 over almost any of the other ones, but I can't go other Terminator. I got to go Terminator.
Fair enough. All right. How was your month? How's it going?
Oh, my. It's going great. It's great. It's a huge month. Best volume month since, well, I hate to say it, we had one or two outline since the pandemic where Chevrolet got us a bunch of vehicles. So for one very one month only, but now there's, you know, we're selling a ton and there's still a bunch coming. So it's going to just get even bigger. So it's great to see. And, you know, our prices resonate with people and you don't have to, you know, wait that long, if at all, for your vehicle to come in. The pre-owned vehicle selection is way, way better. Everything's going great. And I'm telling you, I think we've talked about it before. End of the month comes, and it's not so much that we have to panic because we need the deals, but my salespeople and sales managers love when there's a really good month going, just to pile on. Yeah. Oh, I can get one more. And that's a great time to come in as a consumer, to walk into that. You know, if we're going to lose money on this or, you know, way over a bit of trade, well, that's okay because we've got this great month going on.
Yeah.
You know, and so it's very easy. Yeah, it's very easy to do. Let's just get another deal. I mean, maybe we'll take a chance on this and put $3,000 more in your trade because that's what you want. You're the only way you
make
the deal.
What's really hot right now?
Trax. That's one of the best buys out there. It's the least expensive vehicle. It's beautiful. It's fun to drive. It's got all the tech in it. It's not stripped down at all.
It's like little Equinox.
It is.
Yeah.
It is. Now, if you have three kids for the back seat, no, it's not great. But two adults can sit back there okay, not as comfortable as an Equinox.
And we do.
Yeah. I drive the guys around all the time.
And here,
that's our show car.
No offense. I mean, I appreciate Rachel's business to the nth degree, but this version of the Trax is even better.
Time to trade up.
Because they had that where we couldn't get them at all last year because they were, you know, coming out of the pandemic was one of the last things they ramped up. So they redesigned it in that time frame and came out with the brand. And so we were starving for the entry level vehicle, Trax and Trailblazer. And now we can't keep them on our lots. I mean, they come in. That's one of the few vehicles that everybody has their name on it already. Hmm. You'd think that you'd be the luxury vehicles. No, because we get truck at a time. Half the truck will be, well, that's so and so's, that's so and so, and that's so and so. We have these to sell now. So it's a really, really hot vehicle and
good.
Great seller.
Congrats. That's great. Okay, final four of technology movies, Matrix versus Jurassic Park.
Ooh, Jurassic Park.
Yeah.
I'll go Matrix.
I'll join you.
I'll go Jurassic.
Boy, this final four would be a great rainy weekend here.
Oh, my gosh, yeah.
The original RoboCop versus Terminator.
I'll be back.
You got to watch the RoboCop after the kids go to bed. You start with The Matrix and
Terminator.
Then go to Jurassic Park. And
yeah, it is really.
Yeah.
It's a lot.
That's the thing. At the time, it was, you remember.
For sure.
It was like the most violent movie ever.
People protesting
now,
against it.
Yeah, now it's like, oh, whatever. But
did you see the newer one?
Yeah.
I did not.
It's not bad.
Yeah, it's all right.
Yeah. I mean, like, the special effects have caught up.
Yeah, it looks better. But
with the story.
Yeah.
Yeah. Is Peter Weller in that? Did he make a...
I think he did a cameo.
Did a cameo?
Yeah.
What are the votes? Terminator?
Terminator and...
Robo?
Terminator.
I'll go Terminator.
Okay, there you go. There's your final for best technology movie. Is it Jurassic Park or Terminator?
Park.
You know why they're both so good? Is because they are a unique version of technology.
Yeah. Jurassic Park.
Terminator.
Oh. I'll go Jurassic Park.
Is that a tie to me again?
No.
No, he hasn't gone yet.
Jurassic Park 1.
Oh, Jurassic Park.
Park. No, Park, Terminator, Terminator Park.
Yep. Three parks.
Good. I don't have to vote. Yeah. Always a good one.
You're off the hook.
Yeah, exactly.
Thanks, Kip. Appreciate it, buddy.
All right.
52 DGS. Cardinals back at even 500. Restart to the whole series, the whole season with Philly coming up on Friday.
Yeah.
Rach, what did you take from Ricky yesterday that hit you so hard?
I wrote down a quote from him. He was talking about how when talking to pitchers, I guess in particular, like you can't just tell someone to relax. That doesn't work.
Yeah.
But he said, what did he say? I wrote it down here on my notes. He said, you have to hear that message and get yourself there. Yeah. And it's like, yeah, you do. Like the only person really when you're panicking or when you're having a tough time who can help you is yourself.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't know, it wasn't like a particularly profound thing to say, but it just really hit me that like you have to be the one to get yourself there. No one else can hold your hand and make you do it.
Yeah.
Are you guys like me that the more you tell me to relax, the more jacked up I get?
I get like insulted if you tell me to relax. I'm like, oh, okay. I didn't know.
You didn't think about that.
I never thought I could just stop being anxious and now I won't be anxious anymore. Thank you so much.
Yeah. Thanks for bringing that into my life.
I used to do that so much to my wife and she hated it so much.
Yeah.
And then I learned to stop doing that.
Yeah. Right.
Nobody ever tells me to relax.
No, you're a weird mix.
Yeah, because I don't stress in advance of something.
Right. Mm-hmm.
But if it's like my mine will be like I'm chill, I'm calm until I'm angry, and then it's hard to calm down.
Yes, you cycle pretty quick though.
Yes. Yeah. It's like the rainstorms in Florida.
Yeah.
They pop in the afternoon real fast and heavy,
really fast.
And then they're over.
Then you're having fun again.
Yeah.
One back might call that troubling, but you know. Not us.
Sounds like some sort of mental disorder.
Yeah. One might find that a cause for concern, but certainly not anyone else.
I'm the one on medication.
At least it's obvious. Everybody knows.
And that's just such a journey. What Ricky's describing, and I don't claim to be like done with this journey at all. And some days I'm still just beginning, but like putting yourself on that path to be the one to calm yourself down and get yourself in the zone and do the right thing. I mean, that's a lifelong struggle for a lot of people.
Yeah.
So that's why it's so impressive to see like these athletes.
Yeah.
I mean, how could you be in a more high pressure situation?
Issues.
Exactly.
Well, yeah. And they, you know, like sometimes you have to trick people into it, right? As a catcher or as a coach, sometimes your job, if a pitcher's freaking out, is to go out there and make them laugh.
Mm.
Is to go out there and change the subject. Or like for one of my pitchers now as a coach, it'll be, instead of calm down, it'll be, here's what I want you to think about. And maybe it's something small, mechanical, that's really not that big of a deal.
Right.
But it makes them focus on something other than they're freaking out.